Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh and this is where we look at the sports headlines of the morning. Cricket West Indies announced a new squad for the upcoming limited overs series against India. Chris Gayle, Dwayne Bravo and Sunil Narine have been left out of the ODI and T20 teams. Kieran Pollard and Darren Bravo have been included in the T20 squad. Pollard's last international match for the Windies was in September last year, while Darren Bravo last played for the West Indies back in November of 2016. Chairman of the selection panel, Courtney Brown, said Chris Gayle was omitted after he made himself unavailable for the tour. Andre Russell was not named in the squad due to injury, while fast bowler Alzari Joseph will have to pass a fitness test if he wants to join the team in India. The ODI team has some new faces, opener Chandrapal Hemraj, all-rounder Fabian Allen and fast bowler Oshane Thomas. Allen and Thomas have also been included in the T20I squads. Brown said, and I quote, "The upcoming tour of India provides a great opportunity to expose some of our young talent. Chandrapal, Allen and Thomas will get to showcase their skills along with Sunil Ambriz, who's returning to the fold," unquote. CWI said it picked a younger squad, keeping in mind upcoming events like the 2019 ODI World Cup as well as the World T20 tournament in 2020. An update on the Australia-Pakistan series underway in the UAE now. Pakistani batsman Haris Sohail scored his maiden test century on Monday as Pakistan made 482 runs in the first innings of the first test. Pakistan began day two at 255 for three. Sohail's century and Asad Shafiq's 80 runs pushed the total to 482. Sohail's six-hour stay at the crease included 8 fours and 2 sixes. His partnership with Shafiq added 150 runs for the fifth wicket. Earlier, opener Mohammad Hafiz had also scored a steady century, making 126 runs. The other opener, Imam Ul Haq, scored 76. Pakistan was sitting pretty at 410 for 4 on day 2 but lost the last 6 wickets for just 72 runs. In reply, Australia finished day 2 with 30 runs on the board and all 10 wickets intact. Usman Khawaja was on 17 and debutant Aaron Finch on 13 runs as Australia negotiated a spell of tight spin bowling on a pitch that started to show some turn. Faced with an imposing Pakistan total and some impressive spin bowling, Australia could face an uphill task on day 3. Some news now from the 2018 Youth Olympic Games. Shooter Mehuli Ghosh finished second in the women's 10-meter air rifle shooting event on Monday. She came within striking distance of the gold, finishing 0.7 points behind winner Stephanie Grundosi of Denmark. Maria Malic of Serbia took the bronze. After the 16th shot, there was a difference of a mere 0.2 between Ghosh and Grundosi, Malic and Anna Jansen of Germany. Mehuli shot a 10.7 in the 22nd round. With two shots remaining, she nudged ahead of Grundosi by 0.8. After an excellent sequence of high and mid-tens, Ghosh had a lead of 0.6 before her final shot. She scored 9.1 on her last shot, finishing with 248 points. Grundosi shot a 10.6, finishing with 248.7 to take the gold. Ghosh's silver medal is the second for India at the Youth Olympics. Shahu Mane won a silver in the men's air rifle event on Sunday. Javelin thrower Sandeep Chaudhary set a world record at the Asian Para Games on Monday in Jakarta. India had a successful day at the Games, winning 11 medals, including 3 gold. Chaudhary won India's first gold of the Games in the men's F42-44 61-64 category. His best throw of 60.01 metres on his third attempt shattered the 37-year-old world record of 59.82 metres by Ming Ji Gao of China. Chaudhary's disability falls in the F42-44 61-64 category, which relates to limb deficiency, leg length difference, impaired muscle power, or impaired range of movement. Athletes in this category compete with or without prosthesis. Chaudhary said, and I quote, "I'm not going to stop. With that performance, I will try my best at the next World Championships in Dubai. Thanks to my coach and the Paralympic Committee of India who supported me at every level. It is a really good achievement for India and for me as well," unquote. Ramya Shanmugam and Radha Venkatesh won silver medals in women's F46 javelin throw and women's T12-13 1500-meter race, respectively. India also won a gold medal and 3 bronze medals in swimming, as well as a silver medal in para powerlifting. Rakshita finished the women's T11 1500-meter race in 5 minutes and 40.64 seconds to take the gold. Her disability falls in the T11 category, which relates to very low visual acuity and or no light perception. Narayan won the gold in men's S7 50-meter butterfly, clocking 32.72 seconds. India also won a silver and a bronze in shooting para sport to take the medal tally to 16. PV Sindhu and Carolina Marin were the most sought-after icon players at the players' auction for the fourth season of the Premier Badminton League. Sindhu was picked by Hyderabad Hunters, while Marin was picked by Pune 7 Aces. Marin and Sindhu were obvious choices for nearly every team. Four teams raised the prize purse to 80 lakh rupees, the maximum a team can bid for any player. The players were then assigned to teams by a draw of lots. Marin played a major role in the triumph of Hyderabad Hunters in the previous season. She said, and I quote, "I'm very excited to be part of the Pune team. Hyderabad has been like a second home for me. But now I'm excited to be part of the Pune team and explore this part of India," unquote. Olympic silver medalist Sindhu moves to Hyderabad. She was part of the Chennai Smashers in the last two seasons. Indonesian shuttler Tommy Sugiarto became the highest paid non-icon player when the Delhi Dashers spent 70 lakh rupees to add him to their squad. The Dashers beat bids from two other teams to acquire world number 11 Sugiarto and paid 40 lakhs above his base price in the bargain. A bidding war between Ahmedabad Smashmasters and the Hyderabad Hunters for rising double star Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy ensured that he made 52 lakh rupees, a huge jump from the base price of 15 lakh rupees. Saina Nehwal will be a part of the Northeastern Warriors in the next season. Former world champion Victor Axelsen will play for Ahmedabad Smashmasters. Kidambi Srikanth will play for Bengaluru Raptors, while HS Pranoy will be a part of Delhi Dashers. The fourth season begins on the 22nd of December and will conclude on the 13th of January.
Sportcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.